Welcome to Genius Hour.
Our classmates have been researching, building, and creating incredible projects that they are curious about and want to share more.
After 2 months of hard work, we're so excited to share with you all of these amazing projects.
As a reminder, please honor each presenter by listening and applauding at the end of their presentation.
Our first presenter is a fan of Harry Potter, and she's here to teach us how to avoid Potter's title. Let's give a round of applause to Sarah.
First of all, before I begin, I got a question for you. Who from everyone here cycles or walks to school? Okay. That's why I did my genius hour about cones. This interests me because if you think about sea pollution, you don't think straight away about corals. You first think about sea animals and the high temperature of the sea. And that's what we need corals actually for many things. What are corals? Corals are home for tiny fish and algae. It's kind of like an underwater city, but these underwater plants come in two different kinds. You got a soft one over there and a harder one over there. And in the soft one, they're the clownfish, and they do not go further than 4 meters from the coral reef. And the corals use algae to breathe, and algae give them also color. Why do we need them? In return for the algae, who give them color and oxygen, the coral reef keep them alive. Some of the corals are used for special medicine, and corals are good for breaking down the waves. So if there were no corals, then we wouldn't have beaches or even islands. Why are they endangered? They are endangered because the cars we ride every day expel CO2 that lets the temperature of the sea rise. And algae, who are really sensitive to high temperatures, feel the high temperatures and they become angry and spray venom over the corals. And when the coral feels it, it becomes angry too and expels the algae. But that's really bad for the coral because they can't live without the algae because they give them oxygen. And that's why they become pale and die. What steps did I take? I lived for 2 weeks with only a bicycle, so I produced less CO2. But it was difficult since I couldn't cycle for too long, and it was also difficult to cycle on hills. My suggestion is to make safer cycle paths because now cars can ride on cycle paths, and it's safe because when you got a turn around in the car, don't see you. You can die. And my goal is to encourage other people to cycle more. And I don't say you need to cycle every year because if you go on a vacation to Texas or Europe or something, then you can't cycle through there. So my struggles was to find a good topic that was interesting, and it took me a long time to find it. It was also difficult to find information because some websites give other information than others. My successes were that it was really fun and interesting to do, and I also realized that if you just cycle to school or a shop, that can make a big difference too. Thank you.
Now let's welcome the Keeper of the Lost Cities band and someone who has a love for In and Out, Michaela.
When I found out that 34.7% of the U.S. citizens recycle, I knew something had to change. I knew I had to do something to increase that number. So, my topic is recycling. What happens to you when I say this word? Beach. You're probably visualizing some sand and some teal blue waters. But in reality, most of them are filled with trash, like my friend Rachel rolls about in this idea. Some pages could actually end up looking like this. Crazy, right? And what's even more disturbing is that only 34% of people in the United States vote that that recycling should be a mandatory act. 34.7% have them actually do the recycling. And that's when I knew the problem was real. So I decided to do something. Here are some background facts. Did you know that 94% of Americans support recycling, 74% vote that it should be a mandatory act, and 34.7% of us actually do the recycling? Why did I choose this topic? Recycling has always been an important thing to me. I will always make sure to bring recyclable straws to restaurants and that my parents make sure that they recycle their straws. And the fact that we emit so much trash is actually really scary. And I want kids like you to have a bright and beautiful place to live. Because if you're only your guys' age and older people like me are doing the bad things to the world like this, the world isn't going to look so good for you. What I did is slash next steps of action. I thoroughly researched information on Google, making sure I find reliable sources, which is hard since Google has a bunch of websites to choose from, which are not always correct. So it wasn't super hard to find a reliable website, but it took some time. Next, I created a website. I made this using Wix, the website creator. This was pretty challenging because it was my first time creating a website, and I didn't know the proper way to create it, so I had to self-teach, which wasn't surprisingly well. And I won't tell you about my struggles and successes with this project yet because it's going to be established in another slide. Next, I did my favorite part, the beach cleanup. It was super fun, and I got a lot of compliments. People were saying things like, that's so nice of you, and that's so sweet of that you girls took time of your day to help, because I was my mom and sister. And I hope that they showed regular citizens that if an 11-year-old girl thinks that this isn't a problem, they should too, because the world is an amazing place, and we don't want it to crumble just because of some silly acts. On my website, this is basically everything I've already told you, and then on the bottom there is just some information about the beach cleanup, so just to raise awareness.
Your team?
Oh,
yeah.
These are some of my struggles with this project. When I was making a website, Wix was extremely laggy at times. Next beach cleanup that I went to, Laguna, was very clean. There was not a lot of trash moving around for the first time. But when we got closer to the ocean, there were some drink bottles and oddly a lot of sneaker bar packets. Lastly, some info on Google wasn't correct. There was some false information, so I had to look on other websites. Successes. One, I was able to do the beach cleanup. It was a success, and we found a good amount of trash. Which is also a bad thing, but my hope was to find some trash to clean up, and I did. Next, my website ended up working. Although it lagged a lot, I just had to get used to the software, and it turned out really, really well. Lastly, I found reliable sources on Google. Even though there were a few websites I thought were reliable, actually weren't, I found some that were. How will I be different? I will make sure to convince my whole family to frequently recycle, because when we go to restaurants, my sister always says that she's going to recycle the straw, and then she never does, and then she leaves the straw in the restaurant. So,
I did it!
So, I want all of us to recycle. I also want myself to frequently recycle, because sometimes I also leave the straw, but I really wish I didn't. And lastly, I hope I can convince other people like you to recycle. How I hope this impacted you. I hope this made you guys start to recycle as often as possible for those of you who already don't. And I hope that you can tell your parents that my project was on recycling. And if you don't have a recycling bin at home, you could possibly get one. Finally, I hope this made you way more aware of our Earth, the way recycling could impact it, and the way we haven't impacted it yet. The way we've been impacting it hasn't really been for the good, and we need to start impacting the world for the better, for you. You guys have been a great audience, and thank you for listening. Our third presenter's favorite Avenger is Iron, and she's going to teach us how to help and prevent air and ocean pollution. Now, let's welcome Olivia.
Hello, my name is Olivia, as you can tell from the introduction. And some of you already know my name from a person. Well, my name? Well, my topic is about pollution. Pollution is something toxic that comes into the world, like a substance, like smoke or trash comes into a toxic to the environment. And I'll be talking about ocean and air pollution. So I thought our world was perfect and had no pollution, and then I saw pictures that not so beautiful, as you can see. So I always wondered, how do these pollutants actually affect our world? And I did research and I found out that for ocean pollution, it caused trash, dead animals, and some oceans have a weird gray, black, or greeny color because of oil spills. And air pollution affects our health because it's like going outside and smoking cigarettes, which we should never try. And it also will kill most of our populations. Some will say, what do we do? Seriously, it's fine. We have time to do all of this. Yeah, no. If our world already looks like this, no, we don't have time. We don't have time at all. Because it can also cause global warming, and I don't want to go outside in the middle of winter and being at 90 degrees. That isn't even normal in California. Like I said before, when we go outside, it like will. Like I said, when we go outside, it's like smoking every day. It also makes us not have summer vacations anymore because of the smoke. So like beaches will all be closed down, and like, we can go to pools, like indoor pools, but it's not going to be fun because like you usually have like the sun and stuff. You also won't have like, I think it's vitamin D that gives you, but that's what the sun gives you. And it's not good. By 2015, most of the world will be polluted of smoke and trash. But we have some good news, that we are helping slowly but surely by creating electric cars. Electric cars are cars that are not run by gas instead of electricity. Like the Tesla, which is my favorite car. Of course I did not start my genes out with a plan, and my plan was mostly, my main goal was to try to recycle, even though I know it doesn't always help, but also just reduce my trash by using reusable items. I don't know if that went well because instead I was mostly throwing away plastic and trash because you can't avoid it. And it went pretty well, and even though I didn't do 100%, I still did really good. So this is how it went. Kind of okay. I don't really think it was. I'm disappointed in myself. Thank you.
All right.
What about the beach topic? Now we'll have a break together. When we're done.
Today I'm going to teach you about ocean pollution because it's a global problem, and we're going to teach you how to do it. So first, let's start with some facts. Did you know that there's over 300,000 dolphins killed every year because ocean pollution trash? Do you know every day there's tons of thousands of garbage thrown into trash? This is an example of a bird eating for garbage and trash, which leads to this stuff, what they have in their stomachs. And did you know that sea creatures suffocate on plastic, which could lead to death? Did you know that there's different types of ocean pollution, such as oil seepage, sewage, carbon dioxide, and agriculture and aquaculture runoff, noise, and most importantly, which we're going to be focusing on, plastic and garbage. How does plastic pollution affect marine life? Plastic has a great impact on marine life to the extreme that could lead to their extinction. Plastic causes the death of birds, fish, turtles, and different types of sea animals. It also affects mating rituals, which all affects the ecosystem and eventually human beings. This is an example which could affect human beings. It polluted fish with chemicals, eaten by another fish, which to the final product would lead to humans eating this. Why does the world need to know about this? Because it's a global problem and affects the entire planet. Ocean represent 97% of the world water supply. Oceans give us more than 70% of the oxygen that we breathe. Some solutions to stop ocean pollution: stop throwing garbage and plastic in the oceans or on the shores. Reduce disposable plastic usage. For an example, straws, plastic bags, plastic bottles. Pick up trash on the beach, buy ocean-friendly products, and recycle properly. My struggles and successes. My struggles was choosing a topic and finishing on time, and my successes was there was lots of knowledge I learned, and also I found lots of safe sites. My sources, thank you.
Our next presenter's favorite fast food restaurant is Burger King. We will be talking about farming, foraging, and 3D printing. Please give another round of applause to Christopher.
All right, so I know that all of you are third graders, and I know that most of you probably love food. Ready? So this genius hour is totally going to be about food. So I'm going to be talking about three ways to produce food and which way is best for us in the future. So what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to be researching about three different types of ways to produce food, like farming, foraging, which is for those of you that don't know, it's about hunting animals like using spears and gathering plants. And I'm also going to be talking about 3D printing, which I know that some of you really like. So why am I doing this project? Well, I know that a lot of people, especially in like Africa and all that, suffer from food shortages throughout the year, and I also have a loss of food. So I really want to help them. I also want to teach farmers in the Middle East of America to have a better way to produce food for a healthier lifestyle. So what I did. So during the weekend, this past weekend, I spent Saturday eating only foods made from farming. For example, I could eat bread or eggs or any various meats. And on Sunday, which was harder, I spent the day eating foods from foraging, like any types of berries, blueberries, strawberries, and grains. So for Sunday, I spent it eating foraging foods. So for breakfast, I started off with rice and seaweed, which was actually quite plain, but not that much because seaweed had salt in it. So it wasn't that bad actually for breakfast. Lunch contained blueberries and chicken, which was a little bit better. Grilled chicken, by the way. And finally, dinner was actually the best because I had a variety of beef, mushrooms, berries, and nuts. So this is obviously I wanted to do the easy one first. And so for breakfast, I had a full meal of eggs, bacon, and toast, which was like a classic breakfast. For lunch, I just had a quick diet of jelly on toast. And I was going to do peanut butter and jelly, but peanut butter didn't really work because nuts went in the foraging aisle. So for dinner, finally, I ended it off with chicken again. I love chicken. And carrots, broccoli, and I guess milk to drink. So for 3D printing, it wasn't really an experience, but I had to research a lot about it and the benefits of it. There were actually quite a lot of benefits, like health benefits. I was surprised to know that they actually reduce wastage. But I found a lot of disadvantages too. For example, it requires a loss of resources to create at least one machine even, and to actually create the filler in order to create the food. So I took that into consideration. So the last slide is about which is best, which is a big question I'm trying to answer. So during the experience of the 2 days from farming and foraging, I found out that farming was a lot better and was definitely more efficient. And for the 3D printing, I realized that the statistics for disadvantages were actually greater than the ones for advantages. So in the end, I feel like that farming is good for us still now, but maybe in the near future, we can switch to a new, better way. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you learned something new.
More importantly, we hope you are inspired to ask more questions, to get involved, and to explore how you can make a difference.
Thanks once again, and please look to your teachers as the next step.